Now, I have a very exciting feature from the show. It's an interview with up-and-coming band Lavengro. And I caught up with them earlier in the week because they're very busy guys. They're a five-piece band from Derry, but you'll probably have heard of their new song, Think, and we're going to have a first play of it here on Ross FM as well after the interview. But here's how I got on with the band Lavengro. So, yes. Hi, guys, Lavengro.
Hello.
If that's pronounced right. So, first of all, maybe can I get you to maybe introduce yourselves and maybe an interesting fact about each of you?
Yeah, so, hi, guys. We're Lavengro. We're delighted to be with you tonight. My name's Gareth. Interesting fact about me is I love the sound of the hairdryer.
Interesting.
It's a weirdo.
My name's Dave. I'm a guitar player, and I have a big collection of Van shoes in the house.
Van shoes, right.
Van shoes.
Right, okay. Okay, interesting enough.
My name's Emmett, and I'm the bass player, and I can't explain anything interesting enough.
So you're the not interesting person in the group, okay.
The best player usually is. I can't really think of anything, to be honest. There's nothing really comes to mind. I mean, that's just the fact of being a best player. Like, I'll give you on to the drummer. He probably is an interesting talent that you might know. But
my name's James. I'm a drummer. Interesting fact about me is I want to be a stand-up comedian. But this band is... It's going great though, so...
Okay.
Good impression.
Well, look at James. At least you have a second career option anyway, but I don't think you'll need it, to
exactly,
be fair.
Exactly, yeah. I'm Jack. I'm a keyboard player. And I like cooking.
Okay. What do you like to cook? I'll put you on the spot.
What do you like to cook?
Yeah.
I'm going to get ravioli.
Right, okay. Very good, very good. Okay, cheers, lads, for that. So I suppose, first about, I have to say, how did the band come about?
Yeah, speaking. So it all started when I was in a band called Hometown, managed by, it was Lee Walsh's project, back a few years back. So out of, like, 3,000 lads, I got in the band. So I thought it was amazing at the time, and it just didn't really tend to work out. So I got kicked out of the band. Not for anything or any particular reason, I just got kicked out of the band, and then I came back home to Derry, and I was really gutted, and I didn't know what to do myself. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, I wanna do music, it's what I wanna do in my life. So I contacted my mate Emmett, who we went to college with, and then a few other lads went to college with, said, look lads, let's get a band going, we'll make it the real way and our own way, and it all started off from there, and then since then it's just been going amazing. Best decision I've ever made, really. Yeah, we're all buzzing.
Very good. And the name, Lavengro, I'm hoping I'm getting this right, lads. How did that come about?
The name, just, Gareth's ancestor wrote a book years ago, and the title was Lavengro, so we sort of thought we'd just take inspiration from the name and just sort of work it from there, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, very good. And when you get into the studio, guys, what is the process? Like, do you write your own songs, or do you hear something and say, oh, that'd be really good for us, maybe I'll tweak it a little?
Yeah, well, every time you write a song, it's always the same. Like, we just get together, maybe, like, one of us would have a wee idea of where they are, and then next thing in, that's where magic happens, is that it just develops into a song. Like, it just, the same thing happened, I think, our recent single, Take the Fall, our last single, and all there, it was just a wee idea that one of us have flown out, and next thing in, it just turned into a big song. So we take it to the studio and just lay it down then, and then we just release it.
Okay. Your new song, then, is Think. So can you tell us a little bit more information about the song?
It's going great. Like, it's a song about a breakup and about a girl, and not a very good story, but, like, it's, you know what I mean? It's just kind of, like an anti-love story, but it's very common this day and age now, that kind of thing. So that's what the song's about, and it's going really well. Like, it's been on RT2FM. We're a rising artist, and the song did really well. Now it's number one played on RTTFM now, and it's actually number 40 now in Ireland in the Shazam charts as well.
And I'm sure that's going to rise, to be honest, because it really is a really nice song. And you know, the more airtime you get on it, you know, it'll rise it up again, and it kind of sticks in your head as well. I had a plane here this evening, and I literally was stuck in my head. So we're going to have a first play of it afterwards.
I know, thank you so much. I want to give a big thank you to everyone down there as well for listening to the track and supporting us. It's, everyone in Ireland, whoever's listening, we're just 5 normal lads, and this is just a dream, and we wanted to start to have a career in the music industry, and now it's starting to happen for us. We're just all, like, really thankful and just humble about everything that's happening at the minute, like, you know. So thanks very much for supporting us as well, Niamh.
Oh, no problem at all. We like to do that here in Ross FM anyway. It's kind of to get, you know, it is a platform for new voices, and I think there's a lot more, it's changed a lot more because of social media and other kind of online platforms. It's more accessible as well.
Of course, yeah, 100%. We love social media as well. That's where we really get our message across to fans and to new fans as well. Like, Twitter and Facebook is really where we promote everything, like all our bands, like Snapchat, Instagram, everything. Like, Twitter, we've got a really funny story, actually. We've done a gig with the Irish lads, unfortunately they're not together anymore, a band called Tekken.
Right.
I think we've heard them. So they were playing in England, and then we done a gig with them, and then we gained some of their fans, and they were from Holland. So we played a gig in Dublin, when was it? A couple of months back, maybe. And then these guys actually flew over from Holland to see us, and we were like, wow, no way. And they brought us over all these gifts and stuff, like all the hot, like, type of sweets from Holland and different types of waffles. It was
lovely.
Like, you know, we couldn't believe it, yeah. So that's what I mean. It's just crazy, you know, how, like, as I said, we're just 5 normal lads hoping to just make it and get there and start to see it happen, as I said. It's amazing.
And what's the dynamic then like between you 5 lads? Is there like a jokester or a prankster? I know you already have a cook on board, so you're grand there.
Oh, good, great crack. No, it's good crack. All the boys get together. Fun in the band as well. I've got fun. So sometimes it's good. They kill each other. Like, but it's we've got our own Oasis going on. We've got our own Lehman Hole, you know. So sometimes when we're practicing and then James, the drummer, messes up, you'll see Dave go, hey, what are you doing? And then they just start going at each other. And we're like, boys, calm down.
Yeah.
But they love each other, really. Like, they're, as I said, they're twins. And we are like brothers. Like, we always on to each other every day. We try and get together as much as possible to practice. Like, and we grew up together as well. Like, not myself, but the 4 lads here, they grew up together and from a young age. And it's just like it's in a band with brothers. Really, it's great.
Okay, very good. And I know you mentioned their social media and that. Do you have any gigs and tours coming up then that people can kind of catch you at?
Yeah, we do indeed. Yeah, we've got a gig coming up in our hometown Derry on Friday, hopefully, with the weather stays good.
Fingers crossed.
We're just touch and go with that at the moment. So it's a big gig in Derry. It's going really well. So if anyone's about, I don't know if you're down around there, you can come down and make it. Also playing in the Wembley Arena. No, I'm only joking. And we're playing in Belfast next Friday in the OES Centre. We're coming down to Donegal in July to play the OTB Centre. Hopefully we'll play C-Session. We're just waiting for a word back now.
Very good.
So it's just a waiting game now at the minute.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So we're just waiting on, as we know, the applications are in now, key contacts and stuff, so we're just waiting on word back.
Okay, and where can people find you out as well online?
On like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Jeez, you're all over
Spotify, yeah.
You're all over the social media platforms anyway.
Everywhere and everywhere. You might find us up a tree in Rosemount.
Okay. And I suppose, I know you mentioned there briefly Wembley. Is that a dream of yours, or where do you feel?
My dream was always I've always wanted to play the Odyssey Arena. The boys' dream, because we're from Derry, like,
yeah.
The big venue and down this way is the Odyssey in Belfast.
Okay.
And that's the dream where we want to be playing. And then the 3 Arena in Dublin.
Okay.
So James says he wants to play the Academy. Where's that, in Dublin?
Yeah, it is,
the OTB Academy in Dublin, yeah. No, we love Whelans as well. That's one of our favourite spots to play. We play Whelans about 3 or 4 times, and just we love Whelans. Just got such a brilliant atmosphere. Hopefully we'll get back there then in the summer as well.
Well, sure, look at now. Don't be forgetting us in the West, you know, here in Roscommon or Galway or Mayo.
Well, we're down to Roscommon as well, yeah. Where would you recommend in Roscommon, Niamh? Where
is it? Oh, no, I can't possibly say here, but there is lots of good venues here in Roscommon. There is a lot of venues.
If we're ever swinging by, Niamh, we would love to drop in.
Yeah, you'd be more than welcome. There's a few DJs here that would be... I'll be telling them to play your tune as well. And just in terms of then the rest of 2018, I know you mentioned their gigs. Is there any plans for any new music, or are you kind of trying to kind of do the more promotional tour type thing?
Absolutely. Right now at the moment. So we just, a few weeks ago, we were recording a new single. We can say it's going to be called Erase Me, hopefully. It's sounding really, really good at the moment. Just a few things we need to touch up on it and everything, but it's sounding great. We're in the studio on Sunday, again, depending on the weather, the good Irish weather. So we're recording with a guy called Tommy McLaughlin. He's a really good producer. He actually done, not a name drop, Sam Smith's latest album. He co-produced that. So it's like a big deal for us. So we got in contact with him and he's really interested in working with us. So we're looking forward to going there on Sunday as well. It's depending on the weather, I guess.
That's great, though. That's great. And you know what? Keep going, lads. And thanks a million for taking the time. And we'd love to have you here in Ross FM as well if you're ever down the west side of the country.
100%. We'll go out for a cheap pint, too.
Exactly. I like your way of thinking now. Keep in touch anyway. And, you know, I'll hope to hear some more tracks from you in the not-too-distant future.
Cheers, Niamh. Lovely speaking. And really, thank you so much again for the support. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem at all. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, bye.
Bye. And thanks to the guys at Vingrove for coming on the show here on Something for the Weekend. And now it's time for their first play track. It's Think Vingrove.
Hi guys, we're Vingrove and you're listening to Ross FM. This is our new song, Think.
Tell me, did you think about him? Did you think about him? We're leaning in a bed and you're on my body. My body. Tell me, did you think about me? Did you think about me? When you send those pictures of your body, I doubt it. Of your body, I doubt it. Tell me, did you think about us? Did you think about us when you painted that lipstick on his body?